7-4, 45 against, 6 undecided, 2 absent. So we can pick up 2 of the undecided, 2 of the 4.
The undecided, great shows. But I'll tell you this, they never got a harder pitch than I gave this one.
Probably is one who can, you know, maybe you had, like, Margaret, you had theirs.
Other things for that, and also I don't want to pull them out right now. can concern maybe that.
Yeah, it might, and maybe next week it's done that way, but nevertheless, I just plan it. I'd rather plan it now if we're gonna do it. I think we turned some, brought on your telephone pole yet, brought it out. We, it's very interesting, we got, first of all, we got this New York overnight rating. We won't get the national rating for a couple of weeks, but they give this overnight rating out of New York. And we only got 11% share of the audience in New York, seven rating. And so you were against a movie on NBC, which got a 42% share. And the Doris Day show, and then the start of the Carol Burnett show on CBS, which got a, Doris Day got a 25, and Carol Burnett 32. Picked up. The national projection of that, which they always do, they can project the New York rate to what it would be nationally, would be an audience of about 10 million nationally.
Unless you, unless the people, New York usually does project that.
It's fairly, they have a formula by which they project for a source of arts and races,
because the same competition would be in the other country.
Basically,
they don't do it.
Yeah. Because, see, they re-ran on the West Coast. They ran this at 9:30, not at 6:30. Well, they do. So you were in prime time, the Western time. They followed their normal network pattern.
That's all right. So that's what you'd expect out of it.
And that's in our own ABC. In our own phone, we've only, we just did 100 calls this morning. They're going to do the main calling this evening when they can get more people at home. But out of the 100 calls this morning, 100 completed calls, 15 saw the show and 85 did not, which would tend to coincide somewhat.
Because, well, with that rating show, 10.
This, well, this shows a rating of 7, share of 11.
So that'd be 15.
A rating, now, the rating would be
11%.
Now, that's the share of people watching television. The rating is the percent of all homes, or of all people that saw the show. This 15 would be high based on that 7.
That's
you give people a choice, and it's just like that Kennedy conversation. Remember, I showed you the rating on that was practically nothing because they ran it at different times on that different networks.
So people know, it just shows you that people just aren't that interested in having it.
And that's absolutely
good political program.
We know that.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
And we ask these people on general reaction, and the pushy 2/3 of them had a favorable and 1/3 unfavorable. 10 of the 15, in other words. Then they said, do you prefer a single reporter, small group of reporters, or large press conference? And 7 said the single reporter, 1 said a small group of reporters, and 7 said a large press conference. Which is kind of interesting. It's even spread.
So, a large.
Nobody liked the small group of reporters. The conversation, in other words. Has to be approved or disapproved, or 9 approved, 6 disapproved. These are practically all old people. 8 of them were 50 years and over. 6 were 30 to 49. Older people. 9 Democrats, 2 Republicans. So it was heavily Democratic.
The people that are
got 9 were Democrats and 2
Republicans.
Right. Of the 15 and some. Isn't enough numbers to make any difference. So, but it will, get a lot more to see if we get a better reading on
it. Actually, approve this, what do they have to do? Just approve the program?
Wait, President Sandwich, yeah. Wait, Richard, this is our standard approval.
Oh, that was it.
Now, there's a reaction to the program. We go on the very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Well, like the Harris approach.
Same as we've done on the others.
But that's a pretty good percentage, considering they were mostly Democrat.
It's a hell of a high percentage of approval on him and the job.
That's what I mean.
I see, it's older, it's 50, mostly over 50.
Yeah.
Older people do approve.
A little bit more.
Higher than
a lot of people like
that. Whether that the congressional comments, the ones we got at least, were not very favorable. Like Hatfield said that, that the interview failed to come across. The president should know the growing credibility problem he has across the country. He was talking to college students, their comments are they don't believe what the president's saying. This is a growing problem, the president should be apprised of it. Bob Taft said it was too long to keep an attention span. It was not enough of a confrontation. Smith appeared intimidated. The content seemed okay, but it wasn't dramatic enough. It won't do any harm, but it did not have the hoped-for impact. Bill Brock said the president looks better with more than one interviewer. The president presents a stronger case with only one broad topic area. It was too long. He did have good arguments. The humorous efforts didn't play well. You can't talk on a serious subject and then be humorous. On Southeast Asia, he presented an excellent case. Repetition was very necessary to explain difficult and complicated problems. Now that doesn't check with any other group of people. I mean, it's the political group has that kind of reaction. No others did. And the blacks were ecstatic. Bob Brown did his check with black leadership. And these are, you know, like the head of the National Insurance Association. Black insurance executive said he handled himself very well with difficult questions, was frank and honest, he has guts, and his statement on housing in suburbia was clearer than any president has ever made. And the head of the National Bar Association said, good job appealing the question, too much time spent on the Vietnam issue, he didn't have enough time to give an in-depth answer on the city, of course that's what they care about. Maurice Dawkins of the Opportunities Center's statement about the presidency was excellent. His statement clarifying what he meant by forced integration was good, and the majority of people would agree with it. However, something should be said about restrictive covenants. We'd like to hear more about domestic trade. President of the National Business League said he didn't have enough time to develop answers on housing and domestic matters. He was forthright, and he looks like a president. Robert Watkins, head of the National Medical Association, black doctors.
These are all blacks.
Yeah, all blacks. Much more emphasis should have been made on domestic matters. Revenue sharing statement didn't come through very well. It was a good clarification of open housing. I had another view of what he meant when he spoke about forced integration. This time it was very clear and I agreed with what he said. And Judge Newman, General Sessions' book came off very well in a one-on-one situation. It was very effective. President of Equal Opportunity in Higher Education, Black Colleges. The amount of time he works and the people he sees came off very well. I thought his statement on housing seemed as if he's looking to accept the status quo. His statement about peace at the center was extremely good. He should do more of this type of energy. Judge Thompson of the D.C. Court, he was absolutely right on the housing question. Generally speaking, he did a very good job with some very difficult questions. That's a damn good Black reaction. And you get Bob Planning, and he's going to continue to reiterate the rationale behind the war. Dick Moore, George, most of them just came on very well and did a good job, really strong. George, this is it, Minnesota. State Chairman's experience. He was very pleased that the credibility was discussed. His instincts tell him that credibility is the most serious problem. The moments of lightness and laughter could have used more. President's frankness helped get credibility, also his openness. We need more credible people speaking in favor of the president. Recommendation follow through with Smith's suggestion to have the Senate Foreign Relations Committee over for special attention. This will show flexibility and open-mindedness of the president to take the over.
I have them all.
John Andrews, president, came on very well. Do it again. Gave impression that it was right, one of confidence and calm. Derek Williford, he's the new state chairman in Texas. President did a marvelous job. He can do this about every 2 months or so. It's ready to hold up. He should stress the politics the Congress is playing on this to make his credibility look bad. Dick Moore, which you know, has always had a good analysis. This is a very important success. Substantively, the opportunity to communicate the real meaning of law is in terms which people can understand. Perhaps for the first time, and also believe. Format particularly effective in terms of understanding the president's character and motivation. The one-on-one may well be the modern equivalent of the fireside chat of the 30s, because the viewer finds a personal relationship with the president in his own living room, the naturalness of a conversation with one other person. provides more personal communication than three or four commentators. President reacted well with Smith, which made the thing particularly effective. President was at ease and relaxed and a lot of this event. The first half of the program was necessarily serious, and rightly so. The last portion of the program involved more than Nixon's personality. It was particularly good nature and winning. His wife thought it was the best thing you ever did, particularly like the answer to the vice presidential question, where he smiled and exhibited considerable charm. Technically, he would prefer shots where the president looks directly into the camera, so he's talking directly to viewers. That's right, too. We should set it so you can look right at the camera.
Well, that's the fault of Carruthers.
No, it's the fault of ABC. Carruthers moved it six times yesterday, changed the chair setting and everything else, and they moved it down.
You see, I can't look at the camera, and I can't look away from Smith. Why would they do it? They would do it.
We'll look from now on. They know it.
Several people said, why don't you do the camera more often? Well, I did it a couple of times, but you can't handle that quite that much.
I told Bob yesterday that the head of Paramount TV production told me that he thinks we got the best man in Carruthers in the business for this sort of thing. And he volunteered it. I didn't even know we had
Carruthers. Carruthers did not set this up.
Carruthers is exactly it. Here's, I got a note from Carruthers.
Yeah.
I was unhappy with the camera angles. While we worked with the network crew to correct it for most of the day, we were not totally successful. The president looked good, and the general was an excellent energy. Mark Good said the same thing. I'm not happy with the camera angles. Camera touch and lighting on the background was bad. I'll submit a written report on that. They know what is wrong, but see, we don't produce those shows. We got to work with them. Moore sums up that he thinks this is the best means of conveying himself as he is. And when he does that,
he hands out, you know, get a big audience.
When he does that, his views should become more credible and acceptable. Yeah, the only... See, the other members won't carry it.
Never.
The only way you're going to do it is maybe the way is to go to a non-network guy. See, we talked about doing this kind of thing on educational. There you would only get 2 or 3 million people. Instead of whatever it is, at least 10 million, maybe more.
Well, no educational, at least, or Metro Media, or any of those.
They all go way, way lower. Yeah.
This was, for this, just 10 million, that's pretty good. Interesting, the congressional thing, the half people that we would expect, because he's
basically... I think that's good, it's disagreeing.
Oh yes, Hatfield's basically, you know, he's a we nailed him pretty hard.
Now this is only the one that we've got, but it's got
Roxy. Roxy's very interesting. Roxy's very, no, we didn't have a chance to talk.
Because both Scott and Berman said they mentioned to you when they saw you today.
No, I didn't have a chance to talk to Berman.
I think the problem is that basically he's also beginning to edge away from the war, so they all are looking for some grand slam. I think so. Brock I would take seriously because Brock is...
He's
been a solid guy.
But he take, you know, didn't like the humorous thing. No, I think he's wrong.
I think Brock. He's wrong.
You had very little, I mean, you didn't... There weren't sitting around laughing through it at all. You had a few light cuts.
I thought as a performance it was the best one that I've seen. You were a little lively and you showed passion.
It's interesting. You get this on all of them.
Well, it shows you that they're great. What goes for one doesn't go for another. It's interesting though that some know half the old folks like prefer the press conference and half of them prefer this.
But nobody prefers the only one prefers.
Well, I'm inclined to think though when we've done the 3-1-1 though, people like it at the time. So what the hell?
Hart mentioned it to you this morning though?
No, I didn't.
Because he said last night it's the best format we've had yet. The president completely relaxed. And he said I would have liked it better if he'd spent more time on the domestic issues. But of course Smith controlled the Smith controlled the pattern, not the president. He says, too bad, because he could have done so well on the domestic issues. This is interesting, though. Hodgson says, I thought the hour show was too long when the president was interviewed by the four commentators, but this one, one-to-one combination, was excellent. President appeared serious, concerned, confident, and resolute, especially impressive when he made it clear he doesn't think about popularity or the expedient of making a decision, but rather takes a long view. Then, here's what's interesting. He says, if Cliff Martin thinks that the president spent too much time on foreign affairs and not enough on the domestic issues, I disagree. It's Cliff's job and my job to articulate the administration position on domestic affairs. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's a damn good point. And it really is,
nobody else can do it for us.
To a big degree, true. Volpe said, I especially like the part about his not trying to be popular, but trying instead to do what he felt in his heart find was best in the long run for the country. Frankly, I resented the part about Secretary Volpe not being able to see the president when he wants to. I have never so much as hinted at that since the beginning of the administration, and I understand as well as anyone the demands of the president's time. I will say, however, that I liked his answer to the question.
Because you how irresponsibly people are cutting you up, that what you're doing is the right thing, and you know, you may not ever write it, although he's written pretty well on love.
Yeah, he has.
He hasn't cut us up on it, and he said, stick with it, it's the only thing you can do. And he thought it was a superb...
...are pretty good on substance, where they screw us is on politics, yeah.
Oh, he said he thought it was a superb performance, whatever, and he thought it was very effective.
There's been a suggestion that from Chuck and Schultz and others that you might want to have breakfast tomorrow morning at George meeting, no publicity and unannounced. The purpose being just to let me know the door remains open, with the emphasis on Laos and Asia and Middle East and NATO and all that, with Henry there if you went into that, or Schultz on economic or both. And apparently Colson raised this with you at some point, and here it might be a good time to do it.
It's okay.
There was something also of suggesting a meeting with the Executive Council, but they didn't want to hold off.
No, not that. I don't think this is the time for that.
But meeting's working for us, incidentally, on the SST.
Well, which they don't know whether he's working hard or what.
Oh, really? Well, that might be worth putting the breakfast on for you, for that purpose, too. We'll have him with Schultz. Probably ought to be there, too.
Oh, God. And then...
All right. Cool. Schultz and Henry, you should do that. Because it's an off-the-record thing.
It's a kind of... I tell Hodgson we don't want to discuss labor matters.
Yeah.
For that reason. And I wanted to make them, well, why not have Schultz then?
Have Schultz, as far as that's concerned.
No, well, that's addressed so that it's not late, so that it's not domestic at all. You see, okay? Just say it's just going to be on me. I've done this directly with Howard Smith.
Yeah.
He's a guy that's been with us. He was enormous. Whether it's plus or minus, they covered his, they're going to pay attention to him. But if you know, he's the first one, and goddamn it, he deserved it.
Boy, yeah. ABC really built that up.
Yeah.
First time. Well, that's really the president of the United States. Is,
as far as their rating is concerned, that isn't going to bother them any. You think? They would sell the show anyway. Public service, anything.
So they know the realities of, you know, any of these things, you just don't get a big rating.
What is your judgment on the thing in terms of the, you generally just don't like to do one-on-one because of the fact that you deny yourself so much of the audience. And yet,
no, I still got to go to
that preemptive of time throughout the tool.
That's right.
I wonder if an hour is
reflecting. I believe you ought to do all. You have to
just go ahead and let it go and don't worry about it.
I'm sure you lose some audience in the second half hour towards the end.
And also, we want to remember that Congressman and others are talking about this, you know. I mean, we have basically, by what I've said, generally speaking, we have down there in the Congress generally, we have just a bunch of super critics. I mean, they're really not trying to find anything that's good. Don't you really think that's true?
Sure it is. And you get that on anything we ask them about. I mean, what do you think of the revenue share? You go, wow, you should have had a little more here, a little more there. What do you think about Laos? Well, you should have sent more troops, or you should have gone sooner or later.
Should have gone on television, or should have gone
on, yeah, or you should have gone on television and us, or you should have stayed off television, not stirred people up. And they do. They're just incredibly,
it's really an awfully, as Henry says, it's a negative bunch of calls.
That's it. Exactly.
Yep.
Okay.
And the Republicans are particularly bad.
We fought it out.
Should we? Do you want to do the quadriat in California? Because we should tell them it's a matter of
well, schedules. I'd rather decide it Friday. Let's not decide. I just don't want to. I don't want to decide it now. Let me just get a feel of that. I'm not sure. I'm gonna feel it. Can I?
Les is doing this, and we have a number of television station cameras, and they have the FCC making it through, and it's a bay, and get it planning, and the odds are bad.
I briefed Aaron, sent forward, and Anderson this morning, kind of laughed.
Aaron's going, and Anderson, who is going?
Yeah. They...
Convince him?
Yes.
They're gonna do the day, well, that's, Mel's gonna do the punch at 3:00, that's Democrats and Republicans.
That's right.
I hope.
That's what he said, he was there.
What time did you brief, Les?
About 11:15.
About not having people out there, run also, who possibly are not going ourselves to help them?
No. So I don't think, the reason I don't think we should have the people out there, Mr. President, is not to give the impression that there's a special emergency.
Well, I don't hear, the other side of that, declared that our unit was launched for strangers. You make a mistake then because of the, moving too far in the other direction and indicating that we're not concerned about what's going on. As a matter of fact, I think lack of concern is about the way we ought to play it.
That's right, I think we should show that we're relaxed.
You know, we're not concerned about it.
Yeah, I think
it's gonna blow up. You know, I'm gonna like the wine, I think, well, time will tell how this thing's working out. Don't get yourself involved.
That's
what we do, that's the line they're all, even the anti-people are picking up now, that you can't measure the success now, and we'll be able to answer for a year.
Actually, John Chancellor did fairly well by us last night. After this,
About the whole answer here, though, in terms of our personnel, while it's a hell of a lot of work, is it has to be a very, very strong plus, because you're going to look a hell of a lot better there than you're going to look through the eyes of television commentators and press.
That's right. To the 10 million people who see you. As I mentioned to you last night, the play on the radio and that thing was just incredible. Not just on ABC. I was surprised because it obviously was considered a news tape. Because CBS radio went on and on and on with it last night. As if they were broadcasting it and practically. And then there was a lead news item, of course, that he made some major news of that. So you would have a press.
That's Lyle had called me first thing in the morning. He said, in other words, I can go ahead with 12,500 for 19 months. I said, listen, you've got the directive, Mel, now you just keep quiet.
Yes, sir. I want to say a word.
And you can go with 12,600 for 1 month.
One thing about it is that it certainly, we've been on the television, knocks down on the idea of having to have a press conference. But I think the whole business of visibility and so forth is pretty well knocked down at the moment, don't you think so?
It sure is. It's there on the other side of that side.
Oh, I see. You've got to do visible business. We're trying to do something.
Which is inevitable. We have to either be too isolated or too visible, one and the other.
Sure.
What would you think that launched your campaign with the movie industry in California, dropping by Sam Goldwyn's house and giving him a Medal of Freedom before he dies, which he's going to do very shortly?
Hasn't he ever had it?
No. All right. He's confined to himself. He couldn't leave, and he will die sometime soon.
Sure.
And it'd be a hell of a touch for the movie community out there.
I'm getting the principles of West this afternoon to do a postmortem of Bailey Stan.
I got your paper. That was yours.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're extricating in good order. There's some Friday. Well, that's actually, it's not, a miracle.
Well, at least we didn't get, they didn't get much banging around yesterday, did they?
Well,
no, I think really, I think the point that I made, I sort of dredged that out of his figures, I made work a bit, where I said 1,800 planters, which I...
No, that's exactly that.
Four of them, and Davis, yeah, that's an iron fighting. That's a pretty good thing to point out.
That's exactly that. This was exactly that.
Now, the others have come back on that now, too. The commentators are starting, I know it's, well, they were using different numbers, but it was the same point. They were saying out of 16, yeah, I mean, 13 had done what?
Yes, that's exactly what it said.
Was that it?
I misled him. I gave him wrong figures. I was for the same percentage.
Yeah, that's right. Not the same. So then
they gave the same one.
Exactly. It's the same one. 18,
yeah, it was 18 and 22.
How did they come up with the numbers today?
Yeah, they killed a lot of... I always believe when they claim that they killed a lot, that they admit, and also when they admit that they suffered a lot of death.
Did they?
You know, the Marines, the South Vietnamese Marines. Actually, if you look at the situation, I must tell you, Mr. President, now quite candidly, that the thing is over. Our people there, our people let us down, not the South Vietnamese. I will let you see, I will do it now when it's over, some of the back channels that I sent to Funker to show to Abrams. I said to him, no plan has ever been carried out for more than 3 days. It looks like a broken play to me. I didn't want to bother you with it because there wasn't anything you could do about it.
You mean they let us down in the first 2 weeks?
They let us down in the first 3 weeks. Then they complained to you that I was interfering too much. Then they wouldn't let Haig go out. Well, they said that Layard said he was going to, and he didn't let Haig go out when Haig could have done it. Abrams went every weekend to Thailand, for Christ's sakes, to see his family, while we had our whole thing riding on this thing. And then they had the operation started. Basically, Westmoreland was right. When I had Westmoreland over here, he said, head for that southern place, consolidate, and then make a raid. As soon as they heard that in Saigon, they said, we'll show that son of a bitch who's running the operation and went for Chipotle. You always said, and you were right, that we have to trust Abrams. We couldn't order from here a different sort of operation.
You think Abrams been there too long?
Yeah. I think they were, I owe it to you to tell you this. I think it was a bad show. And considering the sort of support these poor South Vietnamese had, they fought extremely well for 6 weeks. I'll show you, if you are interested, a cable I sent out.
I have no question about
no, that. No, I'm not trying to prove that I was right, but that they had warning. I said, don't forget if they... In that cable, I said, if these... That was sent on March 1st. I said, my impression is that they're going to be driven out if this keeps up. And remember, when they're driven out, you won't be able to say that you killed more of Hanoi's troops than ours, because that is not how it will look to American viewers. And so I said, put in your reserves, it will be, because there may not be another battle you'll get. Well, they waffled all over the place. Frankly, I don't think they should have gone to Chipotle. The disaster started with those three regiments that were put in Chipotle, sat on hilltops there, couldn't be supplied, and they were the ones that were ambushed on the way back. This is my post-mortem of the military side of it. It isn't Moore's fault. Moore reported, but Haig's impression is that that military command out there has got too ingrown. He asked me not to tell you, but I can't do this.
Oh,
I
know it is.
They've got too ingrown,
and they're too long.
And that Abrams drinks now in the middle of the day, and I really think we ought to consider replacing him. Now that's going to create havoc, but...
the hell is there left to do?
It doesn't make
any... Was the one responsible for that airstrike not going on?
No.
Sorry.
that, I think, was genuine. Now, he doesn't screw things up deliberately, but he should have had his deputy up there at ICO, and he should have said...
What about the information we're getting from him now? Was it accurate?
No, I think the information, he doesn't lie to us, but he just didn't put enough push into that operation.
Well, if he put more push into it, he would have another division, he might have heard more about that.
Well, Mr. President, I think the mistake he made was he got focused on his own plan, and when he ran into unexpectedly heavy resistance, he did what commanders too often do, is kept going with it. If he had headed out and cut the roads there, they could have stayed 2 or 3 weeks longer, and that to us would have been politically all the difference in the world. They had gotten out in April when we could have said it's the rainy season approaching.
Let's look at it though in terms of that. You don't consider this a major.
No, I consider the operation a major achievement.
Right.
Even with all the screw-ups.
That's my view. You're just saying it could have accomplished more.
I think it could have accomplished.
Major failure, not accomplished more. Yeah.
It could have accomplished.
It's not a disaster,
more.
Not a defeat.
No, it's a major achievement, and they didn't look at it from our point of view here. I mean, they didn't. We bombarded them. I must have sent a cable out once a week saying, remember to bunker what we have riding on it here in terms of what this president has done. You were here when he made the decision. Please make sure that we have advance information, that we are never left in a position where we have to act after the event. Now, they owed it to us. If after they took Chiffon, they had told us they were going to get out,
so we could have said
we've got a great victory and they're coming out. And nothing would have had to be changed.
That's what I've done. It wasn't that awesome. So what do we do now? There's nothing left to do, is there? They have done pretty damn well, actually, if you consider it all.
I think the South Vietnamese did extremely well. And if you analyze the pictures they show of these soldiers clinging to the pads of helicopters, interesting, they are wearing their field packs and carrying their rifles. This is not a rabble that's running for the helicopters. These are the combat soldiers coming out with their weapons.
It's a certain amount of guys to ride on a helicopter pontoon, too.
And the sewer, you don't want to be the last guy left in the landing zone. That's, I don't know how any... how Americans would react to this. They got out in good order.
Well, the line that you really get through, I hope somebody repeats it on that. I told you last night, Bob, is this line that I use. Pictures don't lie, but they don't tell the whole truth.
Yeah.
That's a very, very powerful line, don't you think so?
It sure is, and it's a...
pictures don't lie.
The way they don't tell the whole truth. It's the way that... and you know, the first time this... you made last night what... to me, it was the first time the point made effectively, clearly, and you've done it before and I missed it.
The point that, sure, they get a lot of pictures of problems on our side, but there aren't any television cameras taking pictures of what's happening over in the North Vietnamese side. And nobody ever realized it. And everything we see is in our base camp. You never see their base camp. You never see their bloody business.
Even with all the...
their kids crying and running back and all that.
Even with all the screw-ups, they were absolutely on the ropes with this operation. They had to invoke communist China. They were afraid of an invasion. They had to put in their whole strategic reserve. And they must have had... actually, this is a case where the body count has to be low. With these massive airstrikes in there,
what you say is true. They may have suffered more of a defeat than we think.
That is right. That's what I'm convinced of.
They may not have the punch. And time will tell. Now, the other thing you've got to do, though, is that we now know the hell with Abrams and all of his goddamn plans. We're going to go forward in our withdrawal.
Oh, yes.
The only one you've got to consult with is Q.
That's right.
From now on, what I mean is Bunker is to tell Q that that's the way it's to be. And then we'll make the announcement in that way. I don't think it's going to make a hell of a lot of difference anyway.
If our analogy...
our military, our Air Force, and the rest conduct themselves, good God Almighty, they've been out there and they've just farted away too much.
Mr. President, if our analogy is correct, they cannot start a major offensive within this time frame anyway, so it doesn't make any difference whether because he has a bit
of a year.
By December 1st. The 100 by December 1st. The 100,000 by December
1st. Yeah, well, that's only a lot more.
So that's a delay of over 14,000.
That's right. In other words, they want to agree that the military wants us to do 75,000 by January 1st.
They want us at first.
We're suggesting 100,000 by December 1st.
That is correct.
Quite
a problem. And I wouldn't even argue with it.
Arden Hill, no, I
just get
what's going to be.
Just get them to figure. And,
don't give them a ticket.
I'll let my father tell you.
No, but that, the last time, that's the only way you got the thing, you got the impact out of it, was by not telling them until that day.
I'll tell Bunker to tell you and I'll let go.
You
tell
must
him.
Know, but then...
He told you before, didn't he?
Yes.
He told you, but he didn't tell the Mr. Fox.
Well, but that's
the one. Get it all the way, we'll do it. We'll do it. We know this. You can tell Rogers. Because he'll keep it quiet.
That's right. Not just
the one. And that's very worthwhile doing for other reasons.
Right.
And he can go in there and go over to Tara. But then, also, you got to tell Larry. But you tell him that day.
Oh, yeah, you can't tell Larry ahead of time.
That's what I mean. You told him that day. He said, I'm out.
That's what you did last night. You told him that day.
I told him an hour before the broadcast.
Before you went out.
Hey, John, I'm out. I can just say the president's going to say this is great. You just take credit for it.
Well, I'm going to do sort of tease him along as if it were 12,500.
Or tease him along with advice.
And that the only thing that you're thinking about is the number of months.
Questions,
months, yeah. As if whether it's 4 months or 6 months, I'm going to tell him that you're thinking of just going to November 1st for the
president. For the election.
For the election. Maybe a little less and make up for it later. Something like that. The withdrawal will affect the
election.
Well, the election. I don't think so. I think
I just want to be sure that you got the word that Bunker should sit on a key. Be sure he doesn't make any pop-offs while he's out there. Is that his key scooter depends a hell of a lot on us, or doesn't he? He just figured
well,
out.
Well, of course, he may.
Oh, yes.
He may decide to do it on an anti-American platform.
Yeah, and then where's he going to get his military and economic assistance?
No, that's his problem. That's the...
that's his problem.
That's his problem.
Getting the election,
you can
give
them
a hell of a time afterwards.
No, I think the big thing we ought to do, the best thing we can do for the Vietnamese now is we've got to get Lê to stop playing his shell game on equipment. We ought to establish a level of equipment we're going to leave with them. And we ought to have a long-term economic program or a middle-term economic program and then get out in a reasonable... first with this 100,000. And then, frankly, in November, whatever we need then, we should announce. Make a major effort at a negotiation this summer. I told Bunker what I have in mind doing with the North Vietnamese, and he'd go along with that. He shouldn't go to the North Vietnamese until things quiet down. I think early May is a good time to go.
Yeah, well, I think a hard look at that. To deal with the way this thing is currently developing, that's going to be the
thing. And a lot more, Mr. President. They know that a lot of this stuff is cosmetic.
That's right.
It cannot be, with all this massive bombardment, they must have suffered substantial casualties in there.
I think the fact, for example, that your it comes up with nothing at the present time.
No, I think the fact, well, De Vrienden hasn't said he's coming up with nothing. De Vrienden said that they haven't had a Politburo meeting on foreign policies because they're spending all their time on domestic policy. I think this could be as much related to the party congress as to anything else, because in every other respect he was churning along and eager to... he said the trouble with Saul is that they always have to get defense and foreign policy jointly, and foreign affairs.
They probably have a problem.
And it may be that they want to wait until the middle of April. I'm not so sure about the other division. I think, now in retrospect,
they should have turned south.
They should have turned south. They would have put more of a buffer in between. The helicopter runs would have been shorter. They would have been within artillery range.
I think the whole line now followed is the line I took last night. That is, we take it several times. We take that line first to prepare the fact that it's the achievement of this operation, what it's achieved. And that the judgment turns back. This is all the nonsense. This is the other thing is that the line is a very strong assault, such as I made last night on those that want to put a deadline.
I thought that was tremendous.
Those bastards right in the eye. That's just there, they're what they're doing. They're going to give a time we can see the end. They want to throw in a towel.
That's what was ready.
But they give the communists South Vietnam. They have to take responsibility for a communist victory in South Vietnam. Put it right out there that way. Bob, that's the thing you see that our first two people in the Congress have got to start slugging them off.
I have every confidence that with all the screw-ups, Mr. President, the reason I didn't know they had more in there was because our intelligence didn't tell us there was more.
I said we didn't. I meant we looked at all the stuff. Right. We made this specific mission. I have no regrets about it. But my point is that if our, of course, we're checking it all, he was relying on it. So here with all those guys, you got 300,000 Americans on there. The point of what in the name of God are they doing?
If we had to do it all over again, and if we knew how it ended, I would have to say I'd recommend it again.
Yeah.
With the one proviso that we would position the withdrawal a little better.
Yeah. Let me say this. I think you put your feet here. In my opinion, thank God we did it. Oh, should we take a rap on the poles?
But imagine what would have happened with these 100 tanks.
My point is, we had to do it.
No question.
For the reason, there was a hell of a threat to 100,000 Americans in Ankara.
If 100 tanks...
Well, a threat much bigger than we could ever realize.
Mr. President, if these 100 tanks had rumbled into Hue in August and September, all these guys that are now yelling about Vietnamization would be all over us. And at that time, we wouldn't have had the air power concentrated. We wouldn't have had the gunships in the position they were.
We'll have enough there in August and September to take care of the remaining tanks.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they can launch a big offensive this August and September.
Well, they still got 200 tanks. I understand they have 300 total. This will be knocked
out. But that means they'd have to bring every last tank they've got into South Vietnam. And it means they'd have to pre-position a lot of supplies before they can do it. And find combat units to do it. I don't think they can do that. If they do,
they heard the television out there. Once you get out, find out from Bunker how that development over there. Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll call them on the phone. Come on the open line. You know, this is nothing in confidence. It's very important to see what I say. What my concern is the political situation in South Vietnam. We can take the heat here, but if they get the impression they got the hell beat out of them, it's 2 o'clock.
I'll wait a couple of hours. Well, 7 at night is 8 in the morning there. I can do that. I don't think they got the hell beaten out of them, Mr. President.
Sure.
They think that they had a victory. Now, the one thing we cannot yet judge...
Read our papers.
Yeah. Well, what we can't yet judge is how the junior officers, when they get back into their rest areas, how they'll interpret what happened.
Yeah.
We just don't know enough about that.
I'm sure they'll brainwash you. I'm sorry. I think our guys will. Well, that's an interesting thing, getting back. Devices. You're taking your older folks here. I was taking him at Falls every 5 minutes, you know, that was happening with our medicine.
And you were also sort of, he doesn't like the stand-up. He likes the thing to go away.
Who came up with a positive thing, came up with, was a like relaxed, confident, that kind of thing. And that's really the signal that you put across of your attitude is, I think, a hell of a lot more important.
That's right.
If you went up there looking tense and drawn and saying, no, it's all going to be all right, and you think people say, Jesus Christ, we're in trouble. But when you sit there relaxed and chat with Smith and you talk, you know what you're saying, you make your points, you repeat them for clarity and emphasis, and kind of smile when you get to a point that requires us to, you know, logically takes a smile.
And I
say, well, you know, everything, that's all they're looking for. I really believe that people just want
I want to be reassured.
Somebody up here who knows what's going on to say, don't worry, everything's okay.
Yeah, I'm coming more and more to the view, Mr. President.
And you said that, in fact.
That the bleeding heart and the liberals cannot be placated. That sure. The thing we have to pay attention to is your natural friend. And people keep talking about the last election. If the economic situation had been a little bit better, you would have had a tremendous sweep, and these guys would be on their knees now and shutting up.
That's right.
So
you just got a call from
the economy. It had nothing to do with the campaign.
Not them, as I was saying, but then now, remember I was praying that we get to 800, and it only got to 785, and Harper cut back on money, and him, he's a nice fellow.
And then February, he throws all the money.
This is what brought these guys out of the woodwork, and they can't be played. In my view, they, and you know, I've tried perhaps harder than almost anyone on this earth to keep out the lines to these fellows. And
I feel that. I the other thing I feel is there's more sense of what's required, the sense of really a leadership that is required. As I said, I wouldn't be able to sleep well at night if I didn't do what I know is right.
Well,
and I kept repeating, you know, I know what's going to happen. I've been there.
That
was a powerful point.
I don't know whether Joe Alsop ever reached you.
He say that.
He was going to call you.
Joe Alsop, no idea.
He wanted to call you on Sunday, he said to me, because, and then he couldn't get through because he was having dinner. But he, yeah, he was kind of, what he wanted to say to you was, he called me, he read his whole little speech to me, he said you did him the honor of calling him when they were going in, and he wants you to know that as they were going out, he still believes that you were. But what he said to me is that the thing that the establishment can never forgive you is that here a self-made American who owes them nothing is doing all the right things and they haven't got the guts to do anything.
Well, that Joe realizes this thing is successful.
Oh yeah, he's written a column yesterday. Yeah. He'll have another
one. My point is that Dan did one yesterday saying it is not a route and he's backing it up with another one.
Yeah.
Another.
Oh yeah, Joe is.
The other thing is this, that that point about Cambodia was made again. I got a chance to hit it again right there. I said, now look, and Smith knew, and I said, you remember the great night, I excluded him in a nice way without making it nice. Great majority said the Chinese would intervene. That's stuck to the New York Times, right?
The President, I think.
That makes me happy when Taft pulled them in order.
Well,
I think the destruction of supplies is not much less than it was in Cambodia. You have to count it in a slightly different way.
No, not much less because so much is consumed by the enemy.
Consumed by the enemy, and we just don't know what was eaten up in these farms. And what was consumed in battle and the extra consumption imposed on them. So we will see the results of that over the next year. I don't even know how they're going to begin building up their forces in 3rd and 4th Corps before next May. When we started on these operations last year in Cambodia, we thought 6 to 8 months would be the absolute maximum. We've already had more than a year.
Let me say, getting back to my earlier point, we never want to kid ourselves about where we are. But the point is, we do have the problem. There is the question, you know, the credibility and all the rest. The reason for it is, frankly, the problem. The problem is that we were against the goddamn war.
The
of time in terms of ground and grass, it's not possible.
On the other hand, what we have to do is do the right thing. If it comes up all right, we'll get snagged. That's all we're doing. It doesn't come all right.
That's what I do with a loss of any hand.
Mr. President, if we had never done it, and we had lost Hue and Da Nang in August and September, all the doubts would have screamed.
Why did they do it
all along?
And two would have gone down and split that.
And I think our negotiating position with the North Vietnamese is not bad. They know how close a thing it was.